So Coach Joe is here, Corey Simons is here, and we're going to have a good time.
Well, yeah, we just figured the two all-stars from the shootout in Carolina. I mean, sorry, pre-game shootout in Carolina.
So I asked Corey when he first came in, but I'm going to make him repeat himself. How did you like doing shootout before the game?
Well, first of all, I think that it's a disgrace to the game of hockey to have a shootout before the game even starts. So good job, Carolina. But that being said, one positive thing was it kind of took the nerves away from the beginning of the game. So
yeah, you said facing a couple of shots right away like that.
Yeah,
kind of helps out. And you went the first night, but you didn't go the second night.
No, yeah. After the first night, guys were so excited, and I was just like, the second move I had was, you know, first move was simple, just low blocker. Well, next move would have been crazy. I would have skated in backwards. So I don't know.
And initially, they let you get away with that.
What do you mean? St. Louis did it in the NHL.
And then they changed the rule. You ought to always be moving forward, right?
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I'll move forward going backwards. But, no, it was awesome. And, yeah, 10 different guys shot both nights. Or actually, wait, only 9, because first night we went 4-for-4, just swept the shootout. Wow. So that was fun.
And then only one goal the second night, but it was enough to win. And you ended up needing it the second night.
It was so wild. They said they wanted to do this because their fans have never seen a shootout. They said they saw one or two overtimes, but the games ended in overtime, never saw a shootout. I said, that's weird. Our fans always get to see them. I was like, oh, we have exciting games, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, you know, it was fine, I guess. You know, everyone could try it now if they want, I guess, by the end of it, but it's a Carolina rule.
Okay,
we'll leave it at that.
We play these guys a lot. And it's been a good series going back to last year. They were like one team last year that kind of gave us a hard time. They gave us good games. Never do I remember any fights in our building. But every time we go down there, the penalty sheet is like a mile long by the end of the game, and guys are getting ejected, and Brand is sending tape into the league because we're fighting their fans and this and that, and everything is going on. Why are they like that at home, but they're not like that when they come here?
Yeah, I have no clue. We've had a few fights here versus them, but nowhere close to the amount of fights that are down there. And I know every team tries to play bigger at home, but, you know, when they ask us there, we say yes. When we ask them here, they say no. So I'm losing you, Seth. I'm sinking. This chair's dying.
You're getting so excited that
guys, the chair's
you've
going
crushed
out.
The chair. He is. He's sinking. He's almost below the counter now.
You guys are 4.5 feet higher than me.
That's awesome. Poor goalies. They always get asked this when they come on for interviews. Goalie fight. Who you gone with?
In my professional and junior career, I have never gotten into a fight.
Wow.
Yeah. First year in Canada, juniors, almost. But my coach kind of looked at me and told me to get the hell back. So probably a good idea. The guy was twice my size. But yeah, I don't know. It's just not part of my game.
Well, we're going to Danville this weekend, and Kalutis or Taylor, if you wanted to punch them in the mouth for me, I'd be fine with that.
I'd like to see Kalutis lose a few jibs.
Anyways, you got a big win, though. All kidding aside, Saturday, we really needed that.
No, we need a lot of them. So we start stringing them together. I think, you know, it was nice having Dozer back for a little bit. And as he left and Robo came right in, it was kind of nice. And Robo, this is like a training camp for him. So, you know, guys is, you know, hasn't touched the ice in months. So we'll get him back in the swing of it pretty quickly. But, yeah, it is it's just finding our groove. And also, you know, we had a few guys that after last year's run, I think they were kind of dwelling on that. They were focused in on what we did last year and thought maybe things were going to happen just as easy as some of the nights felt last year. Sometimes it just felt like from warm-ups on, we didn't even have to try. Things just happened. We got bounces. Things were just going our way. And this year we've been struggling, swimming upstream, and we'll find it. We'll find our way to the lake.
Well, I can just hear your old man's voice in my head that it starts with defense, and I see Simers over there going, yeah, guys, it starts with defense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If my voice is scratchy, it's usually because I'm yelling about guys not picking up their guy in the D zone, and I can't stop talking all game. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I think I need a voice coach now.
Yeah, it'll get better. We'll get on a roll here. Going to my favorite place, Danville. Danville has replaced, since we don't have Flint in this league, Danville has replaced Flint as like the team that I like the least.
Oh, absolutely.
Their uniforms look like the Fort Wayne Comets, and I always hated them. They're always a big rival. So it's easy to pick on the Rudolphs when they come into town or when we have to go there.
I'm pretty sure it's copyright infringement, too, because it looks like the Browning logo on all the hunting apparel. So.
Yeah, I know. We thought that, but then found out that Browning, they actually encourage using that logo everywhere. So you actually could win an award for using it in the coolest way. So we thought we could actually win it when we threw it on those Dashers logos.
I was going to say, does Barry sell their stuff?
No.
No.
Or maybe some Browning rifles. I don't know, but I've never seen any in there. But, yeah, Allison did that. That was an Allison move, and she looked at it afterwards. She's like, oh, we could be in big trouble. Then we read about the yearly contest. We're like, holy, we're a shoo-in to win, and we still haven't won it. So,
good stuff.
I guess people, when they tattoo that logo on their body, it's way cooler than on a pro hockey jersey.
I don't know. That's got to hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did this summer. I've seen Prowler tattoos. So if you have one and you're listening, call in, tell Stucky about it. We'll give you free tickets.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I got to go get a Prowler tattoo. Wait a minute.
Wait, you get free tickets, guys. Guys, if you have a Prowler tattoo, come on, call in.
How's the knee, Corey?
It's good, yeah. It's a little tender after practice and games, but... nothing serious.
All right. And it's not going to, you can't make it worse?
We can always make it worse, but it's not.
Don't make it worse.
It's not aggravating me.
I'm counting on you. We don't.
Right? But the one weekend he did have off, we had a guy step in and really, you know, save the day for us. So he never saw him play. So did you watch that game?
I watched online. Yeah,
right?
Downstairs in my basement.
Right? Kid stood on his head.
And then he got the same kind of injury, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's what happens when you're in the net saving the day.
See, when you have a year where, like, nothing goes wrong, then you got to have that year where, like, you got to fight through everything that goes wrong.
Yep. I think first year to second year was like that. No workman's comp claims. Didn't need a doctor. Didn't need this. Next year was every week at practice someone was breaking a finger or going to the hospital. So it was wild. But, yeah, this weekend it could be interesting. Hopefully we're not short guys. We have a few guys with some bumps and bruises. But, you know, hopefully we'll be ready to go because, you know, they don't really have a good team on paper, but they're playing well right now. So. Yeah.
Well, they have lost, like, after being 8-1, they've, like, lost 4 in a row or something like that. So we can make it 6. Well,
there's true colors coming out. The orange.
What? Who was it the second year? Somebody had a weird injury the second year. They slammed into the boards. They kept playing and didn't know it.
Yeah, well, Tattern, I think it was the first season, actually. He punctured his lung, ended up in the hospital for a long time. But then, year two was the year Foose got that concussion, and he was, like, out of the lineup forever.
Explains a lot about Foose, too.
Yep.
You know what? He was all right when he played for us, but no.
Yep.
He's always public enemy number one.
Yep. He was trying to come back all the time and would play a game and start throwing up mid game. He would be spinning, headache. I'm like, yeah, because you're not ready to play.
Yeah. And I get where he's coming from there because he's a little old school in that way. You want to be out there.
Then don't complain to everyone about it.
But that's also part of the personality.
Right?
He could have been 100% healthy, and he was still going to complain to everybody about
okay.
it.
Okay, is that what it was?
Yeah, I feel so good. This is not right.
Right? I think the first year we were here, I had 2 conkeys. I never told anyone. You just get through it. If you really want to get through it, you know something's not right.
Yeah.
When something's not right,
well, now I know why you stand up in the penalty box and climb up over the glass.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I think one time in my whole life someone's, like, caught it and made me sit out. But other than that, you never know if you're just shooken up, you're tired, or you're absolutely, you know, rocked. You know, you could see stars just skating at practice, doing a bag skate. So don't need to be hit in the chest or the head to see that.
All right, 14th and 15th, you guys finally come home. What you got going on?
Oh, man, we got, what is it, Special Olympics torch run night. We're going to have a special guest coach on the bench. Also, and then Saturday night, teddy bear toss. So come on, bring your teddy bears, so support the Salvation Army. And, you know, get a kid a teddy bear.
As a broadcaster, the teddy bear toss is so cool as it's happening. And then afterwards, when there's 10 minutes of you guys scooping up teddy bears, man, that's a long penalty kill on the air.
That's immediately when you just click it over and you go to that pre-recorded stuff.
That's when I got to have like a couple of stories ready. This one time, you know, this happened and that.
Well, and on the EBW's live stream, they cut you right off and go to commercial.
One year we got shut out on a teddy bear toss.
Oh no.
Man, that is bad.
Sucks. You know, that's always hard. Like, you know, the other team's down in the locker room and they're like, oh, don't let them score, boys. Don't let them score. You know, you want to ruin their night and you know there's extra incentive there. So you got to make sure the guys upstairs are ready to go. So you put some money on the board. And if you don't know what money on the board is, that's where you're throwing money up there saying, whoever scores this first goal tonight's getting this 50 or 100.
Yeah, and until
I hope Van Weinsberg's here. He loves throwing up 100.
Till the first goal is scored, nobody passes.
Well, and then you got an incentive with the same for the game-winning goal. So then they keep going.
Well, do they have anything for the goalies?
Yeah, I throw it up there quite a bit. Get a win, goalie gets money.
Yeah, shutout.
Yeah, usually that one, it's like hush, hush.
Yeah, that one's like, a jinx.
Just goalie. If you can win, goalie gets 20. That pretty much means like, hey, we'll double it if you get a shutout.
Mm, I thought you were going to get one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
I won't.
Yeah, you're battling. I was like, holy. What was it, 3 minutes left?
Something like that.
Yeah, they're made heads. Breakaway.
The worst was last year Santa had one with like a minute to go, and then he did something stupid with the puck, and he passed it right to them, and they shot it into the open net.
Oh, my gosh. See, those are things I block out of my memory.
Those are things that I remember because it's so weird.
Doesn't happen.
Like, he was looking to, I don't know, he was going to throw a bomb pass to somebody, get a point or something, or I don't even know. Maybe he was trying to score into the empty net, but
maybe just him.
We had a couple goal lead, yeah. And that was bad. That's when a goalie breaks a stick over the crossbar and throws it in the corner, you know he's not happy.
No. Yeah. So when we're back at home, hopefully we're rocking and rolling because this last couple of weekends, you know, things have started to come together. And guys, I think they realize, you know, how different it's going to be this year from last year, how much harder they're going to have to work.
All right. Well, I always hate this, but I got to let you go.
Hey, that's okay. We'll be back next week.
Corey was all like, how long is this going to go? And this. It's over fast.
That was quick.
You were on for like 15 minutes.
Well, thanks for having me.
You don't even know it, do you?
And you didn't even have to field phone calls today.
Yeah, I was looking forward to those.
And I tried to get some people to call in. Jeez.
Apparently nobody has a prowler tattoo. They're not very in style, are they?
Right now they're not listening. We know you're out there.
All right, we'll take a break. I'll be back.